I remember when I was a kid. My ma didn't have two nickels to rub together, but she always tried to convince her children that they could be anything. Go be a doctor. Go invent something, she said. You could be president, Jack. Work hard, and the doors of opportunity open themselves to you. But opportunity doesn't present itself in the slums of Brooklyn. You work hard, and then you might get lucky enough to still be breathing. Or you end up like my brother, in multiple garbage bags at Hunt's Point. Or me, a fighter at the point of elderly. Your brain swelling in your head from so many high impacts. When people picture boxers, they picture some glorious Rocky fantasy. But it ain't like that. We get up, we break our minds and our backs every day, and then, when we're finally too old to carry the stones, they ship us off and turn us into glue.
Come on, Jackie boy. Let's get ready to go to work. Your face seems to be healing up well. That Patterson fight left you looking like ground beef.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder how many more fights I got in me. I'm getting old, Vic.
What are you talking about? I'm as old as the Church of Rome, but I'm still around.
No, Vic, I'm talking too old for the ring.
Careful with that kind of talk, my boy. You looking to get put out to pasture?
Think about it. I got 3, maybe 4 fights until my brain becomes oatmeal. I'm feeling it, Vic. I get migraines. I have times when I can't remember my wife's name. And I'll be damned if I'm some vegetable that she's got to deal with. She deserves better.
That's enough of that talk, boyo. You remember what happened to Rourke? Guy got out of the game and a week later his heart explodes.
Wasn't Rourke taking enough juice to kill an elephant?
Maybe, maybe not. You didn't hear anything from me. But my point is, you get out of the game and there ain't much left for you but the grave. Now listen, if you want, I can put you in with my doctor. He'll have you healthy as a bull. How you think I keep my radiant figure at this age?
All right. Tie my gloves, Vic. I'm ready. Let's get to work.
And making his way to the ring from the harsh streets of Brooklyn, the man with the hardest hook in all of boxing, Jack Reacher! And his opponent making his way across the bridge from Jersey, Ricky DeSanto!
All right, boys, this isn't your first rodeo.
It's gotten to the point where I know what he's going to say. I know these rules so well that I can recite them in my sleep. I think the biggest part of my conversation with Vic is that I don't feel the pride of sportsmanship. Look at this kid. He's all eat lightning and crap thunder. Maybe one day he'll be like me, mid-40s and punching the clock, aching for retirement and ready to throw in the towel. But there ain't no pension for us. Retirement age is the day you take a dirt nap. If this kid is smart, he'll sock his cash away. I hope it all works out for him, even if it ain't tonight.
Now touch gloves, and let's have a good fight.
And this fight has all the finesse of a barroom brawl. That kid is just laying into Reachie. Maybe you can't teach an old dog new tricks, so God help you when the young pups are out for blood. Only 3 rounds in, and Reachie is weeding like an old Ford. DeSanto swings for him with a vicious right jab to the chops, followed by an excellent connection right to the nose. Down goes Reachie! Down goes Reachie! And the ref is signaling that is another fight in the bag.
Nice work out there, Jack. We can always count on you for a win.
Screw you, Dima.
No, screw you. You haven't won any of the fights we set up for you this year. For God's sake, they're all rookie kids, and you can't knock them out? My bosses are very unhappy. You're hurting their wallets.
So that explains it. Hey, Dima, what's the Russian word for dog?
Sobaka. Who knows? Maybe I'll have it etched on your tombstone.
What do you want, Dima? God knows you didn't lift yourself out of whatever greasy skin bar you live in to teach me linguistics.
Consider this your second strike. One more and I may be forced to take drastic action.
I have a better deal for you, Dima.
I'm listening, Jack.
After the Jameson fight, I walk.
Are you serious? No way my bosses would allow that.
Think about it. I've become a bad bet. And letting me walk is easier than digging a hole.
Okay, Jack. But I can't give you the pride of going out on a win. Listen good. You'll fall in the 4th. I negotiate it with the king, and you make it happen.
This is going to the king?
It has to, Jack. This isn't small enough to be a parking lot deal. There are rules. But don't worry, I can make it happen. All you do is swallow your pride and lose. I can't imagine this would be too difficult for you given your current situation.
Fine, Dima. if it's my way out.
Safe travels, Jack.
Who is it?
It's Dracula, here to steal your blood.
That's not funny, Jack. You never know who it could be at the door.
Yeah, but an 18th century vampire? Come on, baby girl.
You know what I mean. How many hits in the head did you take today?
Too many.
Aw, rough day at the office?
The roughest. But I put in my resignation notice today.
What? Why didn't you tell me you were doing this?
It was more impulsive. But if I keep fighting, I'm gonna die. And I want to spend a few more years with you before I'm gone.
So, how do you get out?
You remember Dima?
That worm? Jack, what did you do?
I take a dive in the fourth.
Oh, that's all? That's not so bad.
Only to my pride.
Jack, I love you. But your pride will get us hurt one of these days.
You need to understand, fighting is all I know. I always wanted my last fight to be a win. To go out on a high note. I don't have much else in my life. And if I take a dive in my last fight, that cements me as a loser.
What about me? Isn't having your wife and your life enough? What exactly do you need to decide on this?
Listen, I have a plan. It's dirty, but it will make us enough money to comfortably survive.
I can't say I like what you're doing, but can you promise we'll be safe?
I love you. Nothing will happen to you.
I'm going to bed. Are you coming?
I want nothing more. Vic.
Jackie boy. Christ, you better be sick of dying.
You still gamble at all, Vic?
I've been marked as a cash up front man. My credit in New York is kaput. What are you thinking, boyo? Gonna be a sports gambler after you retire?
I need you to put up my money on a fight.
Which fight?
Mine. Against Jameson.
What? Are you out of your mind?
No. I think I'm perfectly rational.
I think you're behaving like a damn lunatic. The Ruskies find out about dead man.
That's a risk I'm running, but I can do it.
All right, Jackie boy. I'll put the word in with my bookie. I've known him a lot of years, so you can trust him. If you need a place to crash, my uncle left me a place outside of Nashville. Place ain't even in my name, and I never use it. But we're done after this. I'm not getting any more mixed up in this mess. You're like a son, but I don't want to die, Jackie.
Thank you, Vic. I love you.
You know, I've never seen a box set tape up. It almost reminds me of what I'm going to do to you if you mess up tonight, Jack.
Almost sounds like you want me to lose, Dima.
No, I want you to take a dive in the fourth, like we talked about. Now, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Don't screw me, Jack. I'd like to say I know you, so don't feel the sting of pride. You know that swelling feeling in your chest? Well, it's going to get you killed if you listen to it. Go to work, Jack.
For the first time, I'm hyper-aware going into the fight. This is like breaking your cherry all over again. But it's different this time. My mind races from thought to thought. Will I make it out of the ring before Dima can put a bullet in my skull? Will the money I gave my baby girl be enough to get her to Vic's cottage in Tennessee? Will she be smart enough to get the hell on if she doesn't hear from me? Am I gonna die?
And we're off. Richie with an early left jab to Jameson's head. Richie is really going at him out there. He's fighting like a man possessed. 1-2-3 punch connection to Jameson's head. He's out for blood here. And my God, I don't think Jameson has ever landed a single punch. Could this finally be a win for Richie? Down goes Jameson. And my God, it looks like he's not breathing. Someone needs to get a medic in there. Where's Richie going?
Thank you.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Pick 'em up, boys. All you had to do is lose, damn it. But instead, you, stupid gutter rat, you let pride get the better of you. I'll be lucky if the king doesn't put me in the ground, but I'll get you first. Here, dig. You feel that? That's pride getting back at you. I know you were always close to your mother, Jack. That's the one trait you and I share. She was a religious woman, and she instilled these lessons on me. For example, I've always been following the Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
Now shut up, Dima. This digging is bad enough without your crap.
You shut up! Your stupidity has gotten you in trouble again. You really thought to trust a drunk and a bookie with his master plan? How far did that get you? Idiot! It's a pleasure to kill you. And then, I'm gonna find that wife of yours. Then that trainer. I will destroy everything you care about. This is the pride after your fall, Jack Ritchie. Dig. This is that old phrase, come to life. Dig your own grave.
Ma always believed we could have been something. But when Anthony got clapped and I got into fighting, I saw that glimmer of hope fade from her eyes. We were gonna be Brooklyn trash for life, and she knew that. But she never said anything. You could be president, boys, just like the Kennedys. But the Kennedys ended with their brains being splattered, and so did we. And I'll be damned if this is the furthest thing from a state funeral.
That was Movies You'll Never See, produced by the brilliant minds of NR92.